Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I was very moved by the my encounter and interview with Jimmy Norman yesterday. Jimmy is the father of Aveen, who died from cancer at a very, very young, way too young an age. And he came to see us in the chip van in Drogheda yesterday. And it was just a very moving account of a dad having to say goodbye to a daughter way before it just shouldn't have happened. And it was just horrible, and a horrible story told beautifully and with great dignity by Jimmy. And I was saying to Jimmy that we'd head up to Crumlin together someday, which we're going to do in the next month or two once the Late Late finishes up, but I'll have a bit more time to do that. And he has this organisation called Aveen's Pink Tie. It's really important. It helps families who are going through this, the horror of cancer for children, and trying to help them in practical ways. Much like the our friends in Oranmore that I was talking about earlier in the year. So Jimmy got a huge reaction from you all yesterday on Facebook and on text. I wanted to bring you some of the reactions because I just think he moved a lot of people yesterday, as well as myself. And here are some of the texts that came in saying, another one says, I listened to Jimmy talking to you yesterday. I too have walked the walk, and I wanted to share St. John's Ward with you. The world of St. John's Ward is a crazy place. This is an email. Sorry, I'm reading an email here about St. John's Ward in Crumlin. The world of St. John's Ward is a crazy place. There is an understanding between complete strangers, a closeness in despair. And when you enter that world, you are changed forever. Worry hangs in the air like a heavy fog, but there's also a smile from someone as they pack their bags and leave with a happy child, home, to return again next week. That night with a temperature, never again. It doesn't matter. Home, normality is where we all want to be. We want to go back to the world of living life day by day, but we will never do that again. Even if I was able to forget, I don't think I would want to. From now on, I live moment by moment, second by second. I never ever take things for granted, and for that I am grateful. A family have to restart their journey. Their child has relapsed. Another family have lost their beautiful child forever. I have never met them, but I feel connected through our path. I hope my child continues to recover, and every night I look for the silver lining. Why didn't I get that promotion? Doesn't matter. Why do milk prices vary so much from shop to shop? Doesn't matter. Why are the unions making such a fuss? Really doesn't matter. Living matters. Being well and being grateful matters. Even when you have to give your child chemo every night. Being thankful for the scientists that have figured out a way to cure our children matters, even if it means they lose their hair and all their body weight. Being happy and optimistic matters. Moment by moment, second by second, there is no choice and there is no option. It's rather bleak email, but one that probably helps put people's lives and moments into context, and I think it's I wanted to share that with you this morning. And as I say, lots of very thoughtful comments in on that interview with Jimmy on Facebook as well. And he was at the Pride of Ireland Awards last night as well, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he might have won one, which I hope he certainly did. All right, it's about 7 or 8 minutes, 6 now minutes to 10 o'clock. We'll take a piece of music.